Hello, and welcome to a very special bonus episode of What the Tech from Boost AI. Today, Carlos and Dan from the Boost AI team join my colleague Asad Ali to recap the highlights from Boost AI's visit to Collision Conference 2023 in Toronto, Canada, from June 26th to the 29th. This conversation was originally featured as part of Boost AI's weekly Innovators Live series on LinkedIn, where experts from across our team share their thoughts and experiences to help founders and entrepreneurs along their innovation journey. Hope you enjoy the show and stay tuned for next week's regularly scheduled episode of What the Tech, featuring innovators from across North America's tech ecosystem.
Amazing. So we are live now. Thank you so much for joining us today, Carlos and Dan. It is an absolute pleasure to have you at our Innovator Live sessions.
Pleasure to join.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So today we have a very fun topic to discuss. I know last week we were all at Collision. So we thought at Boost AI, we'd do a quick recap to see how your adventures went for Collision. It was definitely an interesting one from my side. I had a lot of fun, met great people. But I wanted to turn the tables around to you and really ask, you know, what were your highlights for Collision this year?
I can start. I would say, you know, it's incredible the number of great people that you can actually meet in a very short period of time. In the same place. So that, you know, you talked about meeting people. That's to me the biggest highlight. Like, you got to meet amazing entrepreneurs, founders, co-founders, CTOs, CFOs across Canada and from other countries as well. And you get to talk to them and learn about their ideas, their, you know, the solutions they're bringing to market to try to solve problems, and understand their pain points. You know, we can share solutions and how we work with our clients on helping them as well. So it's fantastic. Like, it's, if you have the energy to, you know, browse the floor and be up all day for 3 days, it's great. It's a very unique place to be. If you want to very quickly meet a lot of good people.
Yeah. I mean,
nice. What about you, Dan?
For that? Cause, I feel like we have a fairly big network. So it was really fun running into like prospects, customers, people that like we've connected with in the past and then run into again. Like, I don't know, for prospecting, cold calls, you know, it only gets you so far. So when you get to meet everybody in person, it goes way better and you can make a more impactful connection with them. So yeah, huge highlight was just running into everybody. Yeah,
I love Collision. Honestly, I think I got 30,000 steps each day. And it was wild. You know, you'd be on the floor, you meet people,
nothing like
these events afterwards. My feet
standing on concrete all day. Was your back not hurting at the end of this?
It was a rough recovery, but I was glad long weekend came about, you know, got the much needed rest that was supposed to be there.
Moving on from lined up into the long weekend.
Where I know it was absolutely perfect. Moving on a bit from the highlights, you know, I'm a bit more curious to learn what was the biggest surprise for you at Collision?
Yeah, I think for me, I mean, it's going to sound redundant because everybody has talked about it, but hearing about AI across the floor from every single company and every single talk in some shape or form. Now, I think with the last 6 months, you know, with ChatGPT and all these large language models and how they've actually reached mainstream, you know, it's people are talking more about it in a more open way, in a more consistent way. And it's become less of a back-end thing and more of a customer thing. So it's more, how can machine learning, how can AI, how can these large language models help you, you know, provide services to your company, right? And so each company that, you know, were already doing that are looking at ways to do that. So, you know, everybody has used ChatGPT, but, you know, exciting thing is when are things like emails going to be able to respond itself, right? Based on my history of conversations, you know, we're excited to see when that's going to come. Calendar setups and things like that, you know, going to be very useful for consumers. You know, Boost has been using AI for, I don't know, many years now, say more than 5 years, you know, created a platform to help customers with automating their shred claims. So it's nothing new to us, but it's actually very nice to hear that we were on the right path and we can also speak very well about the subject because we've been doing this for so long, right? So it makes a lot of sense to us. And it resonates really well. And it's great to see everybody talking more fluently and with good ideas, and, you know, not just thinking about a gloom future of what, you know, AI could do to us, but more like, hey, how can we solve more problems with these tools? So yeah. I know everybody talked about it, but it has to be AI at this point. You know, there are other things like crypto, is, you know, blockchain that people talked about a lot. But AI, you know, really took the spot, I think.
Nice. What about you, Dan?
I mean, a couple things. I think one big surprise was running into Juju Smith-Schuster. I didn't know he was going to be at the event, but he had a little talk in one of the sessions. So, like, pretty awesome just to run into him. And then maybe our turnout at our Get Shredded event. Who knew working out as a networking event would be as popular as it was? It honestly was great. I think everybody at the end of it was completely gassed, but just the smoothies and the excitement they had just to hang out and chat afterwards, even though everybody's, you know, gross and sweaty, it was it was a bonding moment for sure.
Definitely. I think everyone was quite pumped afterwards. And they're like, yeah, let's talk. It was amazing. I think a lot of the people there said they want to see this happen again next year. So we will be pitching it to the team.
Sure.
Let's make it happen. Yeah, I love all the events that happen. Honestly, there was I attended at least 10 events, and I can confidently say all of them were fantastic. Though obviously, small bias, Get Shredded was my favorite event. Who doesn't want to go workout? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a bit more curious now. So we got our highlights, you know, we got our surprises. So what would you say was your number one lesson from Collision itself?
I guess going, if you don't mind me going first, Jan, like going to the point you guys just describing, like going to so many events all day long, standing, like wear comfortable shoes. That's number one lesson for sure. Yeah. Especially if you're going to, you know, events like the one we did, you know, Get Shredded, where you get to exercise for a little longer. You know, jokes aside, I think the importance of networking for me is a number one lesson. Mm-hmm. We do that all day long here at Bose, and I think being able to do that in person and meeting folks and talking to them, it's incredible how many people you walk by and you actually know them, and they come and talk to you. You know, we've helped them. And it's back, you know, it's both ways, like you give and you receive, right? It's a process. It's not just connecting, but it's also, sharing. And as you go to all these events, as you described, you're like three or four events every single night, plus the whole day that you're doing things. So you exercise that muscle. Hey, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to connect to someone, right? You get to know new people, and you share advice, you get advice, you share stories, you hear stories. It's fantastic. Number one lesson, networking for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And I wish I had thought about better shoes. It was like 30 plus degrees that week. Like, I was just, you know, flip-flops I thought were the right choice and killed me. But no, for number one lesson, I think Curtis mentioned it on his chat, but it was, you know, trying to plan your day, it's such a massive event and you got to scale it. So like, don't try and conquer everything in the first day, like try and plan it out. So like, I think the lesson was like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So the first day was pretty daunting because there's so much to do and you're trying to figure out all the speakers and which ones are interesting to you. But I also wanted to go talk to everybody on the floor. So it was a tough combination, but after the second day and then into the third day, I felt like you get in the swing of things of which talks are, you know, planned out that you actually want to go see, and then carve out time to network and go meet everybody. So I think at the beginning, the thought was, I got to do everything right now and there's not enough time. And, you know, by the end of it, it felt very positive for sure.
That's a very good point.
Definitely.
I was going to say a very good point is, you know, it's important to know, to look at the map and see where everybody is, right? Where all the big players and the ones you want to talk to. And the thing too also is that some days, like the first day, second day, third day, some companies, they just rotate. They're in a booth.
Yeah.
The next day they're not there anymore. They're not in a booth anymore, actually. And so another company takes that spot, and then the next day the same thing happens. So you think, okay, I you know, the guys are not here today, I'll come back tomorrow and I'll talk to them. When you come back, it's another company there. So you want to make sure you know exactly who's going to be where. And the app had all that. So it's great to actually get to see them in person and have a chance to chat with them. So yeah, planning is everything.
I think they did a pretty good job on that app. It was super helpful because, once I started to plan out which talks I wanted to go to, but it, also for that map to show me where everybody was, I think that was a little bit daunting too, to figure out, okay, who's here, who's there. And then when you actually want to meet with somebody, you could do that through the app. So I thought it was they did a really good job with it.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, the app was awesome. Yeah, I reached out to so many people through the app itself. Honestly, it was a good way to connect. Like, it was, had everyone from Collision there, and you're just like, oh, I want to meet this person and this person. And people were nice. They actually responded, connected with a lot of people for coffees, obviously connected on LinkedIn afterwards. Now, let's take all of this in. Now, I know, well, the three of us, we spoke to so many companies, so many startups, so many founders, so many investors. What were their thoughts on SR&ED and R&D tax credits? Like, what was your process on that? And what were your main learnings from that? That when you spoke to these individuals, you were like, hey, awesome, SR&ED credits are great, but did you know XYZ as well that can help you further? What was your take on that?
I'll start. It was definitely interesting. So the way they set up everything from the alphas, the betas, and the growth, I feel like we definitely have our ideal customer profile ironed out. And so when you're talking a lot of the alphas, they might have just started 3 months ago and they haven't even looked into SR&ED. So it was just interesting to go through. So some people, it was more like providing knowledge and giving some insight to like, hey, this is something that you guys should start looking into and build towards, because it could be super strategic for how you guys grow and plan. But then you start talking to some of these other companies and they're just at the right point. So I had a few conversations with people that got audited. They expected to get, upwards of 150 back, but they only got 30 back. And it was like, hey, we can help you guys with this. So it was exciting. I felt like there was a lot of opportunities to actually speak to what we do best. And sometimes it seems like, there's examples that we give of perfect world situation. It actually happened on a bunch of these chats. So it was very positive to be at this event and actually go talk to everybody about what we provide.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. Like, there's different stages that these companies are at, right? So it's for some, SR&ED is very much still like an educational, thing that you have to learn more about and understand how it works and take, are you able to take the benefit from it? For others, they've probably already claimed maybe once or twice. Others, they have claimed many years, have pain points about it. Like, I don't like it. I've done this many times. I got audited. It's too painful. Like, it takes too long. The process is long, a lot of manual work. So in each one of these stages, we have, we work with companies at various stages, right? As long as you have work that's eligible, we can help you. And to be able to kind of clarify and walk them through some of these processes and things that they might have gotten wrong. A lot of providers out there, still use a manual process to do SR&ED, right? And the fact that we automate most of it, at least the collection of data it's a huge difference. And to kind of walk people through that and explain how it works and how much easier it can be, it's enlightening. And some people get, really curious. They want to see more. I want to learn more about it. And it's such a great program. We're obviously biased to talk about it, but it is one of the largest programs in Canada, SR&ED. And so,
yeah,
especially for the small ones, the alpha, we love to tell them, hey, don't forget to track the work that you're doing very early on, so you're ready for a potential claim in the future. Keep in mind that you should, look into this, and maybe when you start paying salaries for your employees, so they're prepared mentally. Okay, there's an opportunity here. I should definitely look into it when I'm ready for it. At least they have a contact that they can ask questions, and that's where we like to connect and make ourselves available. A lot of the time that we talk to prospects and clients is really to answer questions that they might have. It's just, hey, I think about this. Can I do this? We can help them with that. So. Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's always questions to be answered about SR&ED. Always.
Yeah. I love you mentioned that, because I spoke to so many companies at Collision itself, and one thing I kept saying was, "Hey, you do the tracking, we'll do the claims. So don't you worry about that." And they were like, "That makes a lot of sense." And I'm like, "Hey, it does. It's meant to."
right? Yeah, you do the work and we'll get your money from the government. That's it. Right? Yeah. We'll help you with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyways, I think we were right on time. And gentlemen, thank you so much. I think this was quite enlightening and looking forward to the next collision then.
Better shoot.
Back in Toronto next year.
Back in Toronto next year. Amazing. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Have a good rest of your day.